If we look in our modern Bibles at Genesis 3:15, whether Catholic or Protestant, we read, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." However, if we look at the King James and other older Protestant Bibles, the passage reads this, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head." Others say, "They shall bruise your head." And all Catholic Bibles before the current era read, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and thy seed and her seed, she shall crush thy head." So the question is, who bruises or crushes the head of the serpent? He, she, it, or they? One might think it doesn't matter, that the Catholic Church has given in on this point and admitted it was wrong, that it is indeed he who will crush the head of the serpent. But I think that would be a mistake, and that the correct interpretation of Genesis 3:15 is, in fact, she shall crush your head. Now, before I start, I want to make a few points. One, I do not pretend to settle this argument to everyone's satisfaction, but rather will present the facts of the argument as I understand them, and why I believe Catholics should accept "she shall crush your head" as the correct translation. Two, I want to make clear that I do not imply that our Bibles, Catholic or Protestant, are not authentic to the originals. We have codexes and thousands of fragments of the New Testament, which date between the 2nd and 5th centuries, that verify the accuracy of the New Testament in every modern Bible, as well as the Dead Sea Scrolls from the 1st century that verify the Old Testament. Every Bible today is accurate, but there are a handful of passages that are disputed among Christians, and the ancient sources cannot settle those disputes. And this passage is one of them. Three, there is no such thing as, quote, the originals. As stated, we have codexes and fragments, but not originals. The oldest complete version of the Bible is from the 8th century, and it's in Latin. The oldest version of the Hebrew Old Testament is the Jewish Masoretic text, which dates to the 11th, arguably the 9th century. So when people say the original Hebrew says, they are referring to the Masoretic text. And many church fathers and saints have said that the Jews corrupted their texts sometime around the 6th or 7th century, and they are not reliable. However, the Masoretic text is largely verified by the Dead Sea Scrolls, written in the 1st century BC, which is not complete, and there are some discrepancies between the two. I would also point out that the Dead Sea Scrolls cannot settle this argument, as Genesis 3:15 is apparently missing from the Dead Sea Scrolls. 4. The woman in Genesis 3:15 is Mary, period. To say otherwise is to deny the clear meaning of the text because it doesn't fit your theology. Let's look at the passage again, Genesis 3:15. "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and thy seed and her seed." The seed, sometimes rendered offspring of the woman, is Jesus. This is universally understood among all Christians. Well, if the offspring of the woman is Jesus, and Jesus is the offspring of Mary, then Mary must be the woman. If A equals B and B equals C, then A must equal C. With all this in mind, let's look at the passage in question. I will render it this way, "blank shall crush thy head." The Hebrew word used in the Masoretic text is he or who. The Greek word used is otos. Although these words are masculine, they are generically so and can be translated he, her, it, or they. Similar to if we were to say all mankind, mankind is masculine, but certainly does not mean all individuals in question are male. Proponents of the "he shall crush your head" translation say that the word refers to the offspring, whose gender was unknown at the time, which is why it is gender neutral. But now we know that the seed or offspring is Jesus, therefore he is the correct translation. I will also throw a bit of a wrench in here. Since it can be translated as they, some purport that the offspring or the seed is not just Jesus, but also all of his followers who are the body of Christ. However, the text says that it is the woman who has the enemy relationship with the serpent, not the offspring. Therefore, contextually, it is the woman who should crush the head of the serpent. We also have three Jewish scholars who said that the text should be understood to mean, "she shall crush your head." Philo Judaeus in 25 BC, Josephus, the Roman historian, in 37 AD, and Moses Maimonides in 1138 AD. As well, they attest that there were ancient manuscripts in both Hebrew and Greek that rendered the text, "She shall crush your head." Saints Ambrose, Augustine, and Gregory the Great also testified that "she shall crush your head" is the correct translation. Saint Jerome was ordered by Pope Damasus in the 4th century to take the manuscripts of the Old and New Testament and translate them into one volume in Latin. This is known as the Latin Vulgate. This was the Bible for all Christians in the West until the Reformation and remained so for Catholics until recently. It was Jerome who translated the text ipsa, she, rendering the text to read, "She shall crush your head." We also know from Jerome's writings that he consulted ancient Hebrew texts as well as the Greek in translating the Old Testament. Biblical scholar Father Haydock writes in his commentary on Genesis 3:15, quote, "She shall crush, ipsa, the woman. So divers of the fathers read this place conformably to the Latin. Others read it ipsum, the seed. The sense is the same, for it is by her seed Jesus Christ that the woman crushes the head of the serpent." The Hebrew text, as Bellarmine observes, is ambiguous. He mentions one copy which had ipsa instead of ipsum, and so it is even printed in the Hebrew Interlinary Edition 1572 by Plainton under the inspection of Boderanius. Whether the Jewish editions ought to have more weight with Christians, or whether all the other MSS conspire against this reading, let others inquire. The fathers who have cited the old Italic version taken from the Septuagint agree with the Vulgate, which is followed by almost all the Latins, and hence we may argue with probability that the Septuagint and the Hebrew formally acknowledged ipsa, which is Latin for she. So there is strong evidence that earlier manuscripts that we no longer have made it clear that it is she who crushes the head of the serpent. Now, some will say it doesn't matter. If Mary is the one who directly crushes the head of the serpent, she only does so through the power of her son and not of her own. Therefore, Jesus crushes the head. And yes, this is true. Jesus directly crushed the head of the serpent on the cross, and Mary passively crushed the head of the serpent when she said yes to God, allowing Christ to enter the world through her and save mankind, something she was only able to do by virtue of her Immaculate Conception given to her by her Son. And this will happen again at the end of time. Christ will defeat the Antichrist, or the seed of the serpent. Mary will passively defeat the proud Satan in a manner completely and totally dependent on her Son, thus crushing his head, causing him to be ridiculed for all eternity for being defeated by a girl. This could be that by virtue of her queenship, which was bestowed upon her by Christ, at her command, Michael and the angels will cast Satan and his demons into the lake of fire for all eternity, thus making it clear that the Virgin Mary has power over Satan. So yes, it all depends on Christ. But if the proper translation is, "She will crush your head," then Christ wishes for his mother to be recognized in this role. And we should not change it to, "He shall crush your head," even if it would technically be correct, in order to please those who do not wish to render the honor the Blessed Virgin Mary is due. And while the proper interpretation is debatable from a secular point of view, Catholics should accept "she shall crush your head" as the proper translation because it comes from the Latin Vulgate, and the Catholic Church has declared infallibly that Jerome's Vulgate is the true translation of the Bible. The Council of Trent declared, quote, "decree concerning the edition and the use of the sacred books. Moreover, the same sacred and holy synod, considering that no small unity may accrue to the Church of God, if it be made known which out of the Latin editions now in circulation of the sacred books is to be held as authentic, ordains and declares that the said old and Vulgate edition, which by the lengthened usage of so many years has been approved of in the Church, be in public lectures, disputations, sermons, and expositions held as authentic, and that no one is to dare or presume to reject it under any pretext whatsoever." And the Council of Trent, Session 4 on the Decree of Canonical Scriptures says, "But if anyone receive not as sacred and canonical the said books entire with all their parts, as they have been used to be read in the Catholic Church, and as they are contained in the old Latin Vulgate edition, and knowingly and deliberately contemn the traditions aforesaid, let him be anathema." Vatican I, Session 3, Chapter 2, Points 6 and 7 read, "The complete books of the Old and New Testament, with all their parts as they were listed in the decree of the said council, and as they are found in the old Latin Vulgate edition, are to be received as sacred and canonical, These books the church holds to be sacred and canonical, not because she subsequently approved them by her authority after they had been composed by unaided human skill, nor simply because they contain revelation without error, but because, being written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they have God as their author, and were as much committed to the church. You see, the ultimate authority on this aren't secular historians, nor is it the Jews. The Jews are no longer the guardians of sacred scripture. They have rejected Christ, so their religion is false and not authoritative. This is where Protestants make a massive mistake, giving the final say on certain matters to the Jews. Their Masoretic text has no guarantee of inerrancy, nor do the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Catholic Church and the Catholic Church alone is guided by the Holy Spirit and the guardians of Scripture, and they alone have the authority to settle this, and they have. Jerome's Vulgate is the authentic Bible in all its parts and without error. So the only thing left for Catholics who wish to deny "she shall crush your head" is to say that the original Vulgate was rendered "he shall crush your head," and that "she shall crush your head" was an error that crept in later, which some like Jimmy Akin claim. But what is this based on? Keep in mind, they have the burden of proof. So what new evidence has been brought to light that escaped the church fathers, scholars, and saints for well over 1,000 years? Pope Pius IX, in Infallibus Deus, the very document that declared the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, also reads, quote, "The Most Holy Virgin, united with him by a most intimate and indissoluble bond, was with him and through him eternally at enmity with the evil serpent, and most completely triumphed over him, and thus crushed his head with her immaculate foot." So what did Pius IX miss? Nothing. They claim to get this from Jerome's other writings. Well, those writings don't explicitly say, "he shall crush your head." If they did, it would be over. In those writings, he said that he followed the Hebrew texts, as I said earlier, but it seems they assume those texts match the Masoretic text. But as stated earlier, there is good evidence to the contrary. There were Hebrew and Greek texts that rendered the passage, "she shall crush your head." You see, in order to reconcile Catholicism with the modern world, you have to say the church was wrong for over 1,000 years. Well, I'm sorry, but that's just not possible. Besides, the Council of Trent makes it clear that it is the Latin Vulgate that they had, which certainly said, "she shall crush your head," that is to be considered correct. Let's look at the decrees from the Council of Trent again. Quote, "Considering that no small utility may accrue to the Church of God if it be made known which out of the Latin editions now in circulation of the sacred books is to be held as authentic, ordains and declares that the said old and Vulgate edition, which by the lengthened usage of so many years has been approved by the Church. Also, but if anyone receive not as sacred and canonical the said books entire with all their parts, as they have been used to be read in the Catholic Church, and as they are contained in the old Latin Vulgate edition, and knowingly and deliberately contemn the traditions aforesaid, let him be anathema. Have you seen all the paintings and statues depicting Mary with a snake under her foot? She shall crush your head is certainly a tradition that came from the Vulgate. So even if it's true, even if it was a copyist error that crept in, which I highly doubt it, it doesn't matter. She shall crush your head is the correct translation. Until my next video, God bless.